All right, Leah, let's talk about the past season for UNO swimming, and of course, diving a big part of this this school year as well. First of all, are you having withdrawals? Are you missing it already?
You know, a little bit. Yeah, we've been practicing it yet in this off season, so I'm not quite completely out of it. But competing is always fun, and just working. You know, you have something next. But yeah, I'd say I'm having a little bit of withdrawals, but we're still in the water, so that's nice.
Yep, you got to keep in shape even when the season is officially done. It's good the coaches have you do some workouts, and you're just trying to get ready for the next season, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and during the off season, we're working a lot on. We have a lot of intense practices. Just last year, you could tell where our races were kind of weaker than others, and so we've just been working on a lot of habits and technique, and so that that's been good. So.
Well, I bet you got to consider this a very successful sophomore season. You made all Summit League honors, one of, 27 total, if I got that right. So that's pretty good. You got all conference honors.
You know, I was very fortunate to be a part of some good relays that made it back to finals. And then I made it back into finals in some of my individuals. But, it was really fun being able to have some of my older teammates who are graduating and just, you know, be on some records and just have a successful conference, because then you know all your hard work paid off throughout the season, and that's rewarding. So,
yeah, I'm looking at your 200-yard medley relay. Yeah, you do have a couple of seniors. Probably they're done after this, and you're one of the two sophomores, so you're going to have to find some replacements, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, our senior class is very good, but I have no doubt that next year we're going to have some girls step up and really, you know, fill those shoes. And I'm just excited to see what next year brings, because we just have such a good group of girls coming in, and the team that we have right now. Solid, so.
You finished third in that 200-yard medley relay. I see Denver and also South Dakota finished just ahead of you. Do you have some rivalries with some of those other teams? Do you see them a lot during the season?
We don't ever compete against the DU. Sometimes going there or them coming here is just a lot of travel, but we do see USD quite a bit. At their home, we duel with them, and then we have a Coyote invite towards the end of the season. And so, yeah, USD, those girls are pretty fast, but they're sure fun, and I've gotten to know them a little bit, and they're fun to compete against. So, yeah.
So which of your relays is your favorite one to do?
You know, I ran track, and the last relay is always the funnest, and so I definitely have to say that 4x100 relay at the end of the meet is just that everyone's, you know, done. I mean, it's the last thing, so everybody's giving it everything, and your team is all finished, so they're standing around you, cheering you on, and just, it's just the adrenaline, like, I can't even describe it to you.
And you swam anchor. Is that kind of your favorite? Hey, I want to be the closer. I want to finish the things up.
You know, it's a fun position to be in, and you know that your coach trusted you and your ability to anchor that relay, but sometimes it can be a little, you know, it can be a little nerve-wracking, because you don't want to, a lot of the other anchor legs are super fast, so you don't want to, you want to maintain and hopefully beat out that last leg, but I do like anchoring, but I don't know if it's my favorite position to be in, so.
You mentioned that your individual events, you feel like you came along and had a better season than some of those as well?
I dropped time in all of them at conference, and so, you know, compared to my mid-season times, I was maybe hoping for a little bit more, but I definitely can't complain, because I did improve, and I made it back to finals in two of them, and that's something that I never have done before, and so I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for the improvement that I had, for sure, so.
And now I said the off season's here. You stay in shape. What's your plans? A couple of months of school. What's your plan? Are you coming home for the summer? Or you staying there in Omaha?
So this summer, kind of with the Y pool kind of being out, and I'm not sure about city pool practice. I've made the decision to stay down here, and it's my last. I'm graduating a year early, so it's my last summer before I graduate, and so I just want to stay down here, I think, and work with my college coaches and make this upcoming swim season just the best that it can be. And I'm taking some summer classes, and so it'll be really hard because I really like that time with my family. But I imagine I'll be heading home and back and forth every weekend or so. I don't know. It'll just be fun to figure it out. But I think, yeah, I'm going to stay here this summer and work with my coaches and fix the little things that need to be fixed. So
Nothing wrong with that. Are there some of the other girls, the ladies that are doing kind of the same thing? Hey, we're going to stay back and get ready for the next fall and spring season?
Yeah, you know, there's actually quite a few girls that do that, and they like to work down here, and they're at internships, or they're working summer jobs down here, or taking summer classes, kind of like me, so I definitely won't be the only one, and there's even a few meets that we can compete at during the summer, so maybe I'll do that, but yeah, without a doubt, I'll have people down here supporting me, and yeah.
Pretty amazing that you're going to graduate a year early. Wow, you've put the time in, not only athletically, but academically, you've really put the time in.
I have in McCook, we have a lot of opportunity with MCC, and I'll never, ever knock them because it's given me the opportunity to graduate a year early, and I just, there's a lot of people that don't have that, and so, yeah, it just makes me really appreciate everyone back home urging me to do dual credit, and, you know, my advisors here have been pretty good, and so, yeah, it's just, you know, yeah, it's just given me, I'm going on after undergrad, so just getting 1 year out of the way, so...